You may be seated. Preparing the atmosphere for the supernatural. There has to be a certain atmosphere for the supernatural. And the supernatural actually is a revelation of over and above every situation. It is time to create a supernatural lifestyle in the believers. That they function in the spirit at a dimension with no stop sign. I want you to get ready for that. I want you to get ready for your life to function where there's no impossibilities and there's no limitation that this world can put on you again. Now, those supernatural abilities are built on the inside of you. They have to be revealed. They have to be studied. They have to be activated in trusting God for what He said in His Word. So this atmosphere this morning, we're going to create an atmosphere for all this week. We have an apostolic assignment. Actually, it's an apostolic atmosphere. Creating an apostolic atmosphere, a government, a spiritual government that the church must operate in fully to stand her ground at this time. So it's an apostolic, supernatural atmosphere that the Holy Spirit want to build this week in our lives and in our ministry. Are you hearing me?
Yes.
Now, turn to John chapter 3, and I want you to write three words down. Three words that will set the rudder for the Holy Ghost to do what He wants to do as He prepares you to operate in the supernatural. This atmosphere will be created here, but it'll be created in your car and in your home. The three words, insight, is a word. We're going to see a scripture on that. I went to bed praying these three scriptures last night. Insight is one word. The next word is increase. And the word that houses those words are intimacy. Insight, increase, and intimacy. Now, actually, the intimacy is supposed to come first. Uh-huh. And then the insight, then the increase. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
And that's setting up an atmosphere that possibilities become, for lack of a better word, programmed in your life. You'll be programmed to move beyond all the time, no matter what come up. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
I'm ready. Y'all ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, so what's going to happen? The Holy Spirit in this atmosphere going to program you to proceed in the supernatural in every situation. In other words, you're always expecting a miracle. Matter of fact, when we finish this week, you will provoke miracles. Now, these three scriptures are very crucial because they outline insight of the master of the supernatural, Jesus. Wasn't he? You ever read in the gospel? He's a master of the supernatural.
Yes,
I mean, Jesus looked at us such a way that everybody knew of it. Jesus just picked up a little mud and put on the man's eye. He's a master of the supernatural. I want to pray in tongues. I want you to become a master of the supernatural. Write that down. I want you to become a master of the supernatural. You know, because you're supposed to be, I don't want to use that word again, but you're supposed to be programmed to be empowered,
all right,
to be just like Jesus.
Yes. That's right. That's right. That's right.
Jesus was not only a miracle worker, Jesus was always a miracle. Guess what's about to happen to you? I'm calling you a miracle this morning. A miracle going somewhere to happen. You have to have that supernatural faith. There's a certain element to operate in the supernatural. We'll get to the scripture in a minute. But there's a certain amount of maturity. Mm-hmm. You're gonna have to mature. You're gonna have to routine cannot regulate your life or your thinking no more.
Right.
To operate, oh my goodness, in the supernatural, you're going to have to live a life of revelation. Talk to me, somebody up in here. Every day must be a life of living revelation. In other words, the Holy Spirit constantly telling you how to proceed. Not only proceed, but the Holy Spirit, when we create this atmosphere, going to constantly train you how to receive beyond what you see, beyond what you think, beyond what somebody else is saying. You will walk and live in a dimension of dominion. Talk to me up in here. In the supernatural, you operate in the dimension of dominion.
All right.
Permitting nothing to tell you you can't go no farther.
All right.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to
God.
Intimacy with God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Is so important. In this season, we cannot have a form of godliness and denying the power thereof. The power of God is supernatural. The power of God is I got all the answers. Let nothing and nobody from this morning forward tell you you don't have the victory. Talk to me here. Do you know what's happening to you? From now on, every problem is already defeated. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. Let the atmosphere create. Come on now, let's go. Y'all want to go into supernatural? You want to live a supernatural lifestyle? From now on, I'm going to have victory in my life. You understand what I'm saying? You're a child of God, right? Say hallelujah. All right, John chapter 3, verse 27. This is the realm of insight that create an atmosphere of all possibilities.
Yes, sir.
You will never be disturbed about no attack or no distraction no more. You will live in the realm of supernatural possibilities. Talk to me. Say, supernatural possibilities is in my life. The 27th verse of John chapter 3 talks about the master of the supernatural. He's going to give us three insight on him. In verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. What an insight. From now on, you're not going to accept nothing unless it come from heaven. You don't care what the hell the devil come up with. You're not accepting it because it didn't come from heaven. If it's not to bless you, if it's not to build you, it didn't come from God. So I'm not accepting it. I'm waiting to see what heaven said about this. Wow! I'm going to wait and see what heaven say about this situation. I'm not going to take hell report about defeat, about harm, about hurt. That's, he was protecting you, girl. Boy, he protected you the other day. Well, hell say something, but heaven say something else. Heaven say, no, this is my child. I heard the Holy Ghost say just now, don't panic, wait. No matter what come up from this day forward, don't panic, just wait. Heaven is always on the move on your behalf. Now, look at 27 verse again, because if you're going to live in the supernatural, the supernatural operates from another realm. And I want to create this atmosphere in your life that you don't never get in a hurry. Wait on him. You follow what I'm saying? Never get in a hurry. No matter what it looked like, no matter what been put out of play, wait on him. Because heaven always has your answer. Now, listen to me carefully. What if you believe that? What if you really believe that? Heaven, no matter what it looked like, no matter how disturbed it is, no matter how dark it looked, no matter how much trash flying through the air, no matter what nobody else saying, I'm waiting on heaven to tell me what to do. Come on now. What a life improvement in a few moments. Every situation in my life from this day forward going to be controlled by information from heaven. After saying that, now I'm going to ask you a question. What problem do you have? Can he solve it? Can God do something about it? Yes. Let me get that voice again, because we've got to get this voice. We're setting the atmosphere for the apostolic atmosphere. And the reason I'm naming it the apostolic atmosphere is been absent in the body of Christ at large. And therefore, the fivefold ministry gift have not been able to impart to the body of Christ what she should impart, because when that divine alignment get out of place in the ministry gift, it throws everything off. Yeah. And so we're moving back into the fullness, listen to me, of the supernatural powers of God. Thank you. I know you want to hear this. Yes. From beggars to decree us. We don't have to beg for nothing. We got the power because got heaven back up. We decree things and they come to pass because we say so. Don't you forget that in the next challenge, next thing you got, next move you got to make. Know who you are in the supernatural. Insight. Say insight. Don't move, ha, ha, ha. Don't move till you have insight from heaven. What are you dealing with this morning? What you need to answer for? Don't be moving around and saying a lot of stuff and thinking a lot of stuff and feeling a lot of stuff in your emotions. Wait till you get insight from heaven. Praise Him. Worship Him. Call His name. Go through the list of His names. Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Tsidkenu. Go through His name and see what name He wants you to wear today. Jehovah Shammah. See, don't run with the report that you're getting from your feeling and your mind. You are not your mind. And your mind is not you. Your mind is an instrument that will lie to you. So we can't move from here. I can't move from here to have a supernatural lifestyle every day and every moment of your life. You're going to have to be hearing. Get on your knees and pray. Lift your hands in the air. But don't move till He tell you something. I'm going to give you a little insight being between these things coming up in my spirit right now. And to live a supernatural life, we're going to come back to John 3. But He's telling me something now. To live a supernatural life, Boy, I see, Lord. Thank you. To live a supernatural life. Now, I got those other two. We got the insight. We got to go to the increase, how your life going to increase in power. And we're going to go to the point where you live a life with no measure. Hallelujah. Thank you for your enthusiasm. I know I'm preaching here. You're going to live a life. See, the supernatural life is a life without measure. So if y'all don't answer me, I'm going to answer myself. Because I know what it is. Yeah. But the Holy Ghost want me to get this to you. This supernatural atmosphere, this supernatural life is based on miracles happening all the time. Yeah. And I want you to get this. In John 2:5. John 2:5. You got to be ready to do this. Because the Lord going to enable me, let me say something here this morning. As we build this atmosphere, if God is talking to you and you are in the flesh, it's going to sound crazy. Right. Yeah. And guess who crazy? Okay. So we come to the fact that the supernatural life is based on a spiritual pilgrimage. It's two scriptures, oh Lord, that are intercepting. Oh my goodness. I must have overprayed. I feel anointed. Oh my goodness, hallelujah. Oh my God. If you miss this, sad and shame on you. John 2, I told you John 2, right?
Yes, sir.
And 5.
Yes, sir.
And Revelation 1 and 10.
Yes, sir.
We're talking about building the atmosphere for the Spirit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, you have to be in the Spirit.
Yes, yeah, that's awesome.
Now, what you got to be in the Spirit for? You're taking notes. We got to be in the Spirit to see,
yeah,
or to hear, see, and understand.
Yeah.
Now, watch what I'm about to say. To hear, Revelation 1:10, you there?
Yes, sir.
I was in the Spirit,
yes, sir,
on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice,
yes,
as a trumpet. And then he went on to see.
Yes.
Then he went on to understand. That's what the supernatural is about. The supernatural is about being in the Spirit where you can hear, see, and understand beyond what you're seeing.
Yes. Right.
Because you're a Christian.
Yes, sir.
Because the Spirit of God lives. So you have to be in the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Because if you're not in the Spirit, you're not going to do John 2:5.
That's right. That's right, Apostle.
Because John 2:5 will be out of wax to a person in the flesh.
That's right.
Because whatever he says to you is not going to be normal.
That's right.
But when you come to a point that you can do whatever he says to you,
yes,
whatever he says to you, do it,
yes,
partner, you're going to have a supernatural life.
Yes.
And believe in him, because you can't explain why you did that.
Come on now.
But he told me.
Yes.
There goes some of your cousin right there.
Yes.
Yeah. So, in the Spirit,
yeah,
to hear from heaven, right?
Yes.
You can't hear from heaven in the flesh.
No.
So in the Spirit, to hear from heaven about any given situation that comes up in my life from this day forward, I'm only going to do what he tell me to do.
Yes.
And that's why, see, immature Christian cannot actually operate in the supernatural because they're still on the bottle.
Come on.
To operate in the supernatural, you have to be out of your mind and into his mind. The mind of the Spirit. You see what I'm saying? Now just think about some things you dealt with prior to this morning. Just this little session, we've been going about 30 minutes now. But think of some of the things you dealt with, you didn't deal with it right. You praying and not listening. You think you're picking up momentum by getting louder. And God said, God said, my ears are good.
Yeah.
Come on now, we got to touch these things. Because, for lack of a better word, the Lord wants to empower you this morning.
Yeah.
To have an atmosphere of the supernatural in your bedroom. In your kitchen, everywhere you go. All in your yard. When you come down, you get in your car.
Yes.
There's an atmosphere of the supernatural.
Yes. Thank you, Father.
All right, sit down. Go back to John 3. We're talking about insight. You got to have insight. Inspiration of the Holy Ghost, all right? To operate in the supernatural. So now, scriptures, oh God, is not going to impact the supernatural by themselves. Whoa, whoa, The man done took my Bible out of my hand. Yes, because the Bible in your hand is not in you. And reading is not revelation. And reciting doesn't mean you have no power. And the scripture that looked like it wasn't working, it was you not working the scripture. Hello. This, not an ego, emotion, and all of your accolades gonna have to leave right now. In this next scripture. Verse 30 is a key factor to the supernatural. Ooh. Ooh. Get out of the way. And hear what he say. He must increase. And I must decrease. Did you see that? Huh? You must get to the point, not. You must get to the point that God mean more to you than you yourself. Woo! You got to get to the point where you put God ahead of you. Put God plans. God's purpose and God's desire above all your plans. Be willing to change your life in 20 seconds because God says so. Something you've been planning for 20 years, God changed it in 20 seconds and you go with God. I'm trying to get you to see the realm of the supernatural. I'm hearing the Spirit of God saying right now, someone up in here or someone online about to escape. From a level they've been on a long time, but now they're about to escalate into the realm of the Spirit in the supernatural, not just living a Christian life, but letting God be God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Don't expect after this morning for your life to be the same way. Let revelation, let the anointing, let the power of God bring a change in your life right now. That miracles, signs, and wonders, you don't follow them, they follow you. Everywhere I go, I got a miracle following me. He said, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Miracles are full of goodness and mercy. The supernatural is full of goodness and mercy. But he must increase and I must decrease. In other words, I must yield to him. I must please him. Lord, not my will. Let thine will be done. Sometimes we want something so bad we leave God out. Or we pray to him for him to enforce what we want. But we're not listening to what he's saying. Telling us, you listening? Don't accept that. I got something better for you. No, you missed it. You missed it. You missed it. I'm preaching you and you missed it. See, you got to listen. Don't accept that. You just keep praying to me about that and keep crying. Don't accept that. I'm holding it off because I got something better for you. How many want something better? All right, let me move on. Let me move on. Now, this next one that I need to, I'm setting the atmosphere, and I'll be setting the atmosphere tomorrow morning too, so we can get higher and higher as my sons who are training in the apostolic, I got some sons going to teach in the daytime. I'll teach tomorrow morning and tomorrow night. Now, I'm setting it up. Come on, daughters. Ushers, help the lady. Ushers. Ma'am, I receive. $200 check. So the supernatural, how can I say it, Lord? What's the best way? Escalator, elevator. We're getting on the escalator this morning. And the elevator is going to go higher and higher every Sunday. So I'm getting you ready for it. You can't stay home and get the rest. Now listen to this next verse. Listen to this next verse. Oh my God, I have so many things I'm going to say to you this morning. Verse 34. John 3:34. I went to bed praying them three scriptures, 27 and 30 and 34. For he whom God has sent, what he done? Now look at the supernatural in the end of this verse. But I don't want you just to see Jesus. I want you to see the Jesus in you. For God giveth not the spirit. By measure. To him. You see that? Huh?
Yes,
how many want that?
Yes,
see, you, God gives the Spirit, see, not only to Jesus, but God have given the Spirit without measure to you.
Yes,
meaning, the supernatural mean there's no impossibility and no limit. So every time you think you failing, you going back to the natural. The call from heaven this morning, I'm calling you back to the supernatural. I want you to think super. I want you to talk super. I want you to walk super. In me, by my spirit, by heaven. How many seeing it? Without measure. All right, Lord, what way you want me to go here? I got to build this atmosphere. Turn to John's Gospel, chapter 4. You right there. Look at verse 24. John 4, look at verse 24. And just to get you off your seat some, and out of, I want you to read this scripture with me, John 4:24, but I want you to read it. Now, when I say vigor, that don't mean loud. I want you to read it with understanding what you're reading. And I want you to put yourself in that position. Because this is a position you're going to have to be in to operate in the supernatural. You ready? Read it. Those two words stand out, spirit and truth. God is a spirit, but then you have to come to the grip to operate in the supernatural. I am a spirit.
Yes,
sir. Gee. I'm really not a body. And you really can't lock me down. Because I know how to flow. Listen. And I know how to fly. And I know how to stand in the fire that don't burn. Ooh. Boy, this is going to change your life. Stop letting Satan use his imagination on you. I mean, you didn't even hear that. I just heard that. See, Satan using his imagination on you about how you're going to come out. And he put it on your mind. But as you're flowing in the spirit, he can't do it no more. Let me see now. God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. All right. Now, here's what you got to do from this day forward to seal your life in the supernatural. Here's what we're doing. Sealing the atmosphere around you with spirit and truth. Make sure that you let the Holy Ghost seal you. Sealing the atmosphere with spirit and truth. One word come flowing through my mind when I said that. F-R-E-E. That's John 8:32. You should know the truth. Seal your home with spirit and truth. Seal your marriage with spirit and truth. Seal your family with spirit and truth. Seal your ministry with spirit and truth. No matter what noise being made, no matter what it looks like, just stay under the seal. And it always will bring the supernatural. The spirit, when you're in the spirit, when you're in truth, it will always release the power of the supernatural. Question you got to ask yourself often, am I in the spirit? Next question is, do I have, and see, only what God says is true. The library really don't have the truth. Psychology really don't have the truth. Science really don't have the truth. Man really don't have the truth. Doctors and lawyers really don't have the truth. It's what God says is the truth. So all of my cases from this day forward will be built on supernatural truth. What kind of truth? Woo! And supernatural truth, all you're saying is exchange is the spirit of truth. You know what a seal for, right? When you seal something, nothing else can get in. And so what the Lord doing this morning, and you know, I really won't scream and run and everything right now, but what the Lord won't do this morning is let the Holy Spirit seal every deal. Everything I deal with from this day forward, I'm going to wait for the sealing. And what? All right, Lord, here your answer. What do the Holy Spirit use to seal things? What? Y'all know the answer? Well, I'll be doggone. Y'all don't know the answer? Y'all don't know the answer? Nobody here can tell me the answer. What do the Holy Spirit use to seal things? No, the word is not explicit enough. That's not explicit enough. I just told you. Who said that? True. What good the blood gonna do you don't know the truth about it? I know you thought you were deep. Blood. So from this day forward, every activity, every adventure, every episode in your life, give the Holy Spirit the chance to seal it with the truth. And don't panic like it looks like going off the road. Don't worry about it. He's going to come back. Don't panic because it don't look like it's working out. Once it's sealed with the truth, you're free, baby. I wish somebody would get it to say amen. Oh, my. Now, another thing to operate in the supernatural is you're going to have to submit into the divine nature that is in you. Turn to 2 Peter. Submitting, not only a seal now, you're going to have to submit. Submitting to the divine nature that is in you. And the divine nature always going to tell you the truth. Sickness is a lie. Being broke is a lie. Being confused is a lie. Come on now. Don't be accepting Satan's lie no more. Tell him, call him a liar. He said, Satan said, you're not going to make it. You're a liar. I'm about to mess your marriage up. You're a liar. You feel that pain? I'm about to take you out. You're a liar. My time is not up yet. See, seal it with the truth. Whoa. Listen. Submitting to the divine nature that is in you. From now on, don't submit to nobody else or nothing else. Submit to the divine nature. When you do, I'm going to give you a word. When you do, we're going to read it. When you do, everything that is not in your favor, everything that is trying to hold you down, everything, y'all listening?
Yes.
Is trying to hold you back, you escape. From now on, every episode that come in your life that is not right, you know you have a divine escape. By submitting to the divine nature that is in you. Your divine nature is God. Your divine nature is Jesus. Your divine nature is the Holy Spirit. Your divine nature is the Word of God. Your divine nature is the kingdom of God. Turn to 2 Peter. You cannot operate in the supernatural in the natural. And you cannot operate in the supernatural according to the world report. All right, Lord. You right there. Turn to John 6:63 and we'll come back. John 6:63 and Matthew 4:4. Supernatural instruction. Here's what a supernatural walking person needs to know. It is the Spirit that quickens it. Talk to a man. You have the next thing they need to know. You see it? What? What is it? Thank you. Amen. So you, so now you pass by the flesh. Now you go back to another supernatural aspect. The words that I speak to your neighbor, that I speak to your apostle, that I speak to your pastor. Oh, because some of y'all are going to leave out here the same. Some of y'all going to leave out here the same. Just think you've been to church and you've been in a supernatural episode. One of them old stories my mama and them used to watch. I don't know my mama watching my sister thing. The days of our lives. Some of y'all like y'all know about that. The days of my life will be supernatural from this day forward. I want you to live a life with supernatural episodes that you had to record in your diary. Now notice what he says. The words that I speak unto you. Now, you can't skip this to go to the next part of that voice. Come on, I want you to catch it. The words that I speak to you. Not to John. Not to Daniel. Not to Jeremiah. The words that I speak to you. And if I don't speak them to you, they are not going to become spirit and life. Spirit and life actually is a definition of the supernatural. Whatever need to be changed, whatever need to be corrected, whatever need to be directed, whatever need to be protected. I see it corrected? Yes, sir. Yeah, because I won't get that one in there. Spirit and truth can do it. Because anytime it seemed like you in defeat, you missed it.
Yes, sir.
Stand still and seek the salvation of the Lord. In any situation, you must learn when to stand still. In the realm of the supernatural and see the salvation of the Lord, I heard another word, and see the glory of God come on the scene. All that God is, all that God has, all that God can do, come in the spot where you're standing to make sure that you come out all right. You must always realize all that God is, all that God has, all that God can do belong to me. He want me to have it every day, not just Sunday. He want me to have it Monday. All that God can do belong to me. I'm never by myself. My mistakes don't cause God not to love me. Goodness, mercy, and grace is on my trail. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise his holy name, praise his holy name. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Praise his holy name. Young lawyer, yeah. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. That's $600. Second Peter, sit down. Second Peter. We're creating an atmosphere, an apostolic atmosphere. Now, let me go over that again. We're creating an apostolic atmosphere for the supernatural. Now, what are you saying, Apostle? I'm saying that the supernatural have not been able to function just under a pastor, a teacher, or evangelist, or even a prophet. That apostle anointing. I ain't call my name, I said apostle. There's a governing factor over the supernatural that cannot be in place unless, I'm going to tell you something ahead of time. I'm going to preach sometime this week. The fivefold ministry gifts got to be ready. The fruit of the Spirit got to be in place. The gifts of the Spirit got to be functioning. They're all out of wax if that fivefold ministry is not in order. A pastor can't bring it all in. I've been a pastor many years. He can't bring it all in because they've left out the setup, the way God set it up. See, that apostle deal with government. See, apostle had the anointing to go shut a whole church down. Apostle supposed to be to talk to a pastor. If he sees something, call that pastor to the side and say, shut that down. Pastor, but I had 13 dreams. Shut it down. Because there's a love connection, and it's not somebody trying to dictate over you, but it's somebody hearing from God and bringing you a message you need to know. So the supernatural been drifting in the church. What that word is? Imitation? Act like something, that's right?
Yes,
yeah, that's what we've been having a lot of that. Because they know something's supposed to be happening, so you try to make something happen. See? You follow me? I got a few more minutes. You follow me? Now I'm going to tell you right now. This week, I'm going to tell you all what's happening. The presence and the glory of God have set in this place to minister to everyone who's ready to receive. See, one of the things I've learned in 50 years. You listening?
Yes, sir.
If you sell it down because you know something, you'll never get there. In the spirit world, you listening?
Yes, sir.
In the realm of the supernatural, you always arrive in. The dimensions are too great for you to decide that you made it. You have to stay a student. Now, Lord, help me with this. Scripture has crippled some of you all. Scriptures have crippled you. Because you know scripture, you're not open. And you're not listening for the next realm. And because a scripture you know is preached, you settle down in it already. And you don't recognize that scriptures have babies all day long. And, you see me? Yes, sir, yeah! And you got to stay open. The supernatural is impregnated with promotion. So fixed, permanent. Never have no fixed, permanent position in the spirit. Let him take you to another depth, another height. Stay open. So scriptures have crippled some people. But you never heard that. You're scripture crippled. You've locked into that scripture. And so when you hear something, and because you have memorized it, you won't let it operate. See, you shut Hebrews 4:12 down. You shut John 6:63 down. You shut an quickening factor down. So therefore you look, say, oh, I know that. Have you ever heard it apostolically? Have it ever had, when you heard it, did it have an apostolic anointing on it? Was there an apostolic mantle on it when you heard it? Who you heard it from? So therefore, that depth of operation can't happen to you because you got it shut down with your scripture. Second Peter. I have to close there. As the old Baptist song used to say, hush, hush. Somebody calling my name up in here this morning. Oh, you going to grow. Ooh, I feel an anointing, boy. Ooh, Jesus. Ooh, Lord, I can't hardly tell you. You're going to grow by leaps and bounds. You really don't know what happened to you this morning, but the Holy Spirit knows. And you're going to grow by leaps and bounds. You know why? You're going to be open to the truth. And you recognize, see, I see it, Lord, three pictures. There's a regular ladder you can climb. There's an escalator you can ride. There's an elevator you can push the button. Will you let me get you off this ladder sometime? Woo. Would you just get on the escalator and let me handle it for you? You always got 95 scriptures and 14 hours of prayer. Just get on the escalator this morning. And just praise me and thank me as you go up. Oh, my, my. What? Oh, my, my. Oh, my. He just took you off that ladder. You always on that ladder, trying to get to the next prong. He said, every now and then, let me put you on the escalator. Let me get you in the spirit where you can just ride. Just ride. You see the difference? Your problem now not going to be ladder problem. You're going to look at that ladder and say, I ain't going up here today. That's the supernatural. I'm on the escalator. Not by might. No, by power. But by His Spirit. I don't even want to ride the escalator. It's too, I know. I'm going in the elevator. I'm going to push the button. Come on now, you gotta see it. God, and I don't know this. God revealed it to me as I talk to you. The ladder, escalator, and the elevator. The elevator make it private. Yes. I'm gonna get all these other people out of my business. I'm gonna get in here and push this button. You see it? I see some of y'all never been on the elevator. I see some of y'all never rode an escalator. I see some of y'all just been on the ladder. On the ladder. John chapter 5, verse 14, y'all. Revelation time, you know. Yeah, but there's a time for you to shut up. I got to close, Leroy. I want you to ask the person next to you, do you have your answer? And tell them, if you don't have your answer, get from around me. tell them, I'm not going on a ladder with you no more.
What a good fuck.
We'll take up tomorrow morning with that submitting to the divine nature in you. I want to keep building this atmosphere for the supernatural, because I'll take you further on Monday night. But I got to get you. Now, see, you all who are here this morning, man, y'all done went from a ladder to an escalator to an elevator. When I heard that, I wanted to run, man. When I heard that, he said, when you're getting the elevator, it's private. Nobody see what you're going through. Nobody can dip in your business. Now, I'm talking about your personal elevator. See, now I want you to think spiritual now. I'm talking about in the spirit. On the ladder. Escalator. Elevator. Then you could ask yourself, where am I? I'm too much in the open. I'm telling too many people my business. I'm needing too many people to pray with me. You don't want the crowd praying unless the Lord tell you. Pray privately. You don't want everybody to know your business, because some of them are going to say, wonder how she got that. But I'm going to pray for her. I wonder how that happened to her. See, I don't need that. Some things in your life, you got to go in the elevator. Push the button. Sometimes people tell you pray 3 hours, you really need to shut up. You're praying too much without listening. See, God said, you doing all the speaking, let me talk to you. Because if you pray, now I'm going to tell you right now, I'm closing, but if you pray and God don't say nothing to you, you haven't prayed. If you don't have something to write down, I prayed a whole hour. Did God say anything to you? Well, God, good. I'm going to tell you the scripture. No, I'm not talking about no scripture. God talked personally to you when you pray. When I pray, I'll be writing. I got to write on. I don't have paper when I'm praying. How many got blessed? How many were tired climbing that ladder? I believe in exercise, but every now and then I want to ride. I exercise every day, but I every now and then I want to ride. In other words, after I exercise, when I got to go somewhere, I get in my car. I like to mash on that accelerator, just hold the wheel, and I don't have to do nothing. I get on one of those, that thing I'm getting on now, rebounder, where you jump up and down. You got high blood pressure, jump on that thing 15 minutes a day. Go right down. Get you one. Hey, I taught you how to have money. Get you one. Just jump. If you can't jump. Get you one with a hammer on it. Yeah. 15 minutes. It's shaking up all your cells, everything in your body. I try to show y'all me and my wife study all the time. Mm-hmm. Just jump. I'm gonna finish this in the morning. I'm gonna go after it in the morning. Might go into tomorrow night. Come on, Leroy, I'm gonna quit.